Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba he,
azunke.
Life path and journey.
It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I began and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Saturday, October 30th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey. Passing down the great Obeah stick of knowledge and wisdom, healing life, giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Please do join me here live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and tonight and every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, every day at high noon for the House of the Divine Prince, featured virtual temple group practitioners and readers, now commonly referred to as the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. This is my listen-in and call-in number during live broadcast only. But please do remind it that our high noon show is only 30 minutes, and I don't always have enough time to answer phone calls. So if I don't respond to you during the high noon show, please do always remember to call back either tonight, Saturday nights from 9 to 10 during Hoodoo Central, or on Wednesday nights during my 2-hour live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. Please do also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where we offer my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. These virtual temple groups can also be located on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. Papa Say airs Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, and his direct links can be located on both my Blog Talk Radio profile and my website. Please also visit the Truth Terrace in the Queen's Chamber, Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio Sunday evenings from 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and she can also be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And as always, Gogo Nana Alana Omare is my fellow sister priestess and a Sangoma elder and high priest. So please do stop by and join and visit with these powerful voices virtually, cosmically, universally, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And be reminded, I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Normally during the high noon power lunch, I normally don't take any breaks, but I'm going to have to take a very, very short break here. I have to attend to something really quickly, and I do mean short, and I will be back in about 1 minute, maybe 1 minute and a half at the most. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity.
Lèm sonje piti tan wè, chwa lan wè, chwa lan wè, paren o gou, chwa lan wè, a manje wè, se pa vwe, o gou, diable di la manje wè, si se fwe, se pa fout fwe, o gou, papa, diable di la manje wè, si se fwe, men gen mon die, o gen lè se yo, Diable a dit la manger, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouette. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain la Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger, c'est pas vrai.
Alafia. Alafia, divine peace and blessings. My apologies for that. Brief intermission. Today is Saturday, October 30th, 2010. We are under a Libra lunation with the moon in Leo in its last quarter phase and the sun in Scorpio. We are still also enduring a lengthy Venus retrograde from October 8th until November 18th. Retrograde will end November 18th. So be mindful to be aware of your moods, your emotions, energy, spirit, and how we respond and operate under these unusual retrograde activities. Today we're going to talk about binary numbers, particularly as it relates to divination. And I will continue this teaching tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time during the Hoodoo Central Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. In Ifa, and for those of you unfamiliar with Ifa, Ifa is the official name of the religion as it is practiced in Yoruba land. Some people refer to it as Yoruba, but its formal name is Ifa. And in Ifa, we believe that our destinies or life paths are established prior to our birth in this world, and that through information obtained through divination, it is possible to know something about our futures and the outcome of all of our undertakings. We believe that we can improve upon these patterns with proper offerings and devotions. Ifa teaches that with the exception of the day you are born and the day you are supposed to die, there is no single event that cannot be forecast and, when necessary, changed. Truly, we create and recreate our reality. Anything less would imply predestination, which is not necessarily the approach of Ifa or the concept of Ifa, as it were. But we are crowned on our heads or receive our angel, our deity, our Orisha, our guiding spirits. And through this connection, through this communication, we are able to confront any challenge and move through any obstacle in our earth plane existence. Unlike other paradigms such as astrology, I Ching, or tarot, Ifa definition tells us what is likely to happen if we do nothing to change our circumstances. Not only does it forecast the future, it offers an opportunity to change it by identifying a potential problem or potential good fortune. The Babalao can pinpoint the energy source necessary to alter or enhance it, as well as to provide the client with a specific ritual for accessing the energy or orisha that will help to accomplish the task. The first and most important method of divination is that performed through the use of ikan, or the kola nuts, as some of you know them as. They are kind of a palm nut that is thrown to obtain a series of 8 binary numbers. These symbols, called odus, can almost be considered chapter headings in the sacred book of Ifa divination. Each odu refers to specific tales that have been passed on from one Babalao to another for thousands of years in oral tradition. The Babalao will ascertain the specific odus that represent a client's current situation through a reading of the 8 binary numbers. This initial reading will reveal which primary odu is operative for the client at any given moment. And then through a series of alternative casts, he can select the particular story that is most pertinent to the client's needs. Skilled Babalaos understand that the genuine or core issue affecting a client is often not the problem for which the client sought help. And this is very important. I often have people who request my assistance and my services, and they tend to have a very specific goal or manifestation in mind. But often, more often than not, there is something else within our spiritual lives, spiritual bodies, spiritual continents, which is often the cause for, the reason for, or directly linked to whatever symptom a person is experiencing at any given time in their existence. So this initial reading will reveal which primary odu is operative for the client at that moment. Then through a series of alternative casts, he can select the particular story that is most pertinent to the need. For example, a man comes to a Babalao for business, which may be bad at that time, and he is feeling financial strain. His reading, however, might indicate that his problems are with his family, and that it is that stress that is creating disruption in his energy flow, thereby causing him to neglect or to do an inadequate job at work. The knowledgeable Babalao can see the root problem and suggest ways to correct it. The secondary problems will then resolve themselves. It is important to differentiate between the odu's call for sacrifices or ebos in order to alleviate specific problems or conditions, and the overview of the ebo or odu itself. In one sense, the problem, potential dangers, or good fortune indicated during divination represents the potholes or unexpected rewards on a person's path. Although the roadblocks must be removed, what the client really needs is to see his or her true life path. Binary numbers is a system used now in our modern culture by digital devices like computers, CD players, etc. Binary is base 2, or unlike our counting system, decimal, which is base 10. Or to make that more simple to understand, we typically count from 1 to 0 or 1 to 10 and then start over. That is called a decimal-based denary. A binary system has only 2 different numbers, 0 and 1, to denote a value, unlike decimal, which has 10 numerals, 0 to 9. And an example of a binary number would be 1-0-0-1-1-1-0-0. And as you can see, it is simply a bunch of zeros and ones. There are eight numerals in which make this an 8-bit binary number. But it is short for binary digit, and each numeral is classified as a bit. Now, this is how we use computers to program, to transport information, receive information. Everything, including our pictures, our audio, our visual, video, is all broken down into binary numbers, 1 and 2. And these combinations will represent a specific person, place, thing, item, program, function. And in divination, we too use a more indigenous basic form of binary numbers. Even the I Ching, which some of you are familiar with, is another system which uses binary numbers. Now, we don't look at them as numbers because we are typically focusing on the straight line, the broken line, and in some forms, the transforming line. But again, we're only dealing with 0 and 1. And the order in which these numbers align themselves have very specific meanings, very specific outcomes. This concept is best expressed in a Yoruba saying, Eniti oru botiko, gaba iwo bi inifowo, iwo so ofi ori. One who offers sacrifice but does not observe the taboos is better off than if he had thrown away the money he spent on the sacrifice. And to make that a little clearer for you, many seek spiritual service, psychic service, divination services, and we want a specific issue, a specific person, a specific thing resolved. And many are willing to throw good money away after bad to reach these ends, but at the same time are not conscious or cognizant of the taboos, and particularly the personal taboo or issues, which again may be directly linked to the cause of your assumed, presumed blockage. And of course, tonight, because I'm quickly running out of time, I'm going to go into this much deeper. I'm going to also talk about the Opele, a chain containing 8 half-seed shells that with a single toss will provide the 8 systems necessary, the 8 binary systems necessary to identify that one Odu that applies to the client's problems or needs. In common practice, the Opele is used for everyday problems, whereas the Iken is used for initiation and for more serious issues. And the Ifa board is even that much more complicated. But all of these forms of divination, all these binary systems, ultimately are here to assist us in understanding, making sense of who we are, where we are, where we're going on this earth plane existence. Remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, and loved creative child of God, Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and truth, and no mistakes can undo God's handiwork of true perfection. Don't be afraid of your power, your magnificence, or your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you love, you inspire others to love. When you change, you inspire others to change their lives so that it becomes more aligned with the interest and inspiration of the divine light and vibration. Be powerful, divine, and magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto you the divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just for a moment, remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. If you're having trouble remembering, fake it until you make it. You have creative allowance to recreate the light and clarity you need, seek, and desire. I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I'm free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all of my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences as the moments of my life come and go. I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. If problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided. I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak and come to me, all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like crystal clear and focused. Every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Please do join me here tonight, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. For all of you who are present with me live in the chat room, Racism Not Anonymous, Queen B1, K17, Conscious Vibration, Fire Witch, and our special guests, Divine Peace and Blessings and Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you. Also to you, those of you on the phone line, 480-678-504, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can't climb.
Rising love, we talk them across me. Daí, bila bila, ainda faz coisa.
Não vamos ver da dor, malele. Não vamos ver da dor.
Yeah. Papa loco moi même là oui agoé, papa loco moi même là. Benati bade bolen si preno bata la wama. Fini beau faire pour nous là, bon Dieu va aider nous.
Papa loco moi là.
Amen.